The gospel according to John 13, I'm starting to read from verse 31 to 35. And if you have it, then I read. And I'm using the ESV again this morning. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify himself in himself, and glorify him at once." Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all the people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. May the good God bless the reading of his word. There are many things that we can love, Bazabane, right? When we just read this morning, Hebrews chapter number 13, it says, go verse number 5, as my brother was reading, keep your life free from the love of money. So there are many things, Bazalane, that our hearts will desire to love. But at the same time, not everything that our hearts might desire to love, that is what we should love. Jesus here speaks to his disciples few hours before he is crucified. When you read from verse number 1, you realize that the Bible tells us they were sitting around the table. He stood up and did a service unto them. Verse number 31 says, when he had gone out, I want you to underline the he. He's speaking about Judas Iscariot. When Judas Iscariot has gone out, then Jesus spoke these words to those that were remaining. To his that were remaining with him, because Judas Iscariot has left. For he speaks these words, there is something that he's doing to prove to them or to give them as an example of how we should be with one another. Especially once we have become Christians, once we have been born of God. Because the scripture tells us, Bazalanguti, he who is born of God loves. And he who loves, he is born of God and he knows God. And if we don't love, we do not know God. So today is about loving one another. Love one another as I have loved you. But then, Bazalwane, before telling them these words, that love one another as I have loved you, before telling them these words, giving an illustration, he says in verse number 15, this is an example of what you will be expected to do for one another. What does it do? The Bible says he stood up and took his outer garment, his top garment, he took it out and fastened around his waist, and he started washing the disciples' feet. Bazalwane, logo, to understand that he says it's an example. It is not exactly that now, at this moment, since Bazalwane, we are expected literally to wash one another's feet. But Jesus says it is an example. But we can learn from this example also in a spiritual way. Unless you are washed by Jesus, you cannot be clean. So Jesus, in other words, he says, unless I wash you, you cannot be part of me. He did say those words to Peter when Peter rejected that Jesus Christ should wash his feet. So bazalwane, we cannot be part of him unless he has washed us. So he says, I'm giving you this as an example to follow. What is it? That you wash one another's feet. And in this example then, he comes, he spells out a commandment based on the example. He says, a new commandment I give unto you. A commandment based on what now he has just done. So he gives them a commandment, he already given an illustration or an example. So the commandment becomes simple to us, that you love one another as I have also loved you. Why loving one another as I have loved you? By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, when you have love for one another. An old commandment said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But Jesus says, it is a new commandment that he gives now. Not that he says, that commandment of loving your neighbor as yourself is abolished, but it's a new commandment in a way. We need to understand, why is Jesus saying this is a new commandment? He repeats this commandment, bazalwane, in this book of John twice. In chapter number 13, we're reading about it here, verse number 34. John chapter number 15, verse number 12. He repeats the same commandment. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If Jesus gives commandments, then Jesus is claiming to be God. Because only God gives commandment. We know that Moses was called by God to get the commandments from him. Everything that Moses wrote, it is not things that he thought they were good ideas that he wrote down. It was commandments that came from God. When people observed and obeyed these commandments, they were obeying God. It is not because we're obeying things that are written by men, as we hear these days. This word is a living word. Comes from the mouth of God. If we obey his commandment, then we know that we are his. Jesus now says, loving one another, bazalwane, is not just a good idea. It is not just something that we should do because it feels right to do. He says it's a commandment. So what is a commandment? A commandment is a divine rule that comes from a divine being, and he gives it to his people that will respect and receive it with joy. Not just with joy, but with fear and trembling. Now Jesus says, this is my commandment, a new commandment I give, that we will receive as divine, and we follow and we do it in a fear of the Lord, with reverence to God. He says it's a commandment, not a good idea. It's not like we've got a choice whether we love one another or we don't love one another. And if we do his commandment, it is a sign, it is a proof that we are his. Verse number 35 says, by this, by loving one another, the people will know that you are my disciples, when you have loved one another. So in other words, Jesus says, loving one another is supposed to be something like a uniform to us, something that we wear on the outside. We know that this will be coming from the inside, but I'm saying it will be way on the outside, because all people will know. So people will have to observe. It's something that people will see and observe that we are his. We do believe in Jesus. We are born of God. But more than that, the world will see that we are his when we love, or when we have love for one another. Shine your light so that the people may see your good works and glorify God. Yes, by loving one another and shining this light, the people will see and glorify God. The people will not know that we are his because every Sunday we carry a Bible. It is good to do those things. Those things will not help us to be identified with him truly. It's easy to do those things. Cutting
a lot of money or bringing a lot of offering is good, but that is not how we will be identified that we are his disciples. But we will love one another. We will put this as a uniform. We must have this common thing from inside us, because as he loved us, so we will look at him how he loved us, then we will love one another. So he says, this then is how the people will know you. You're going to wear love as a garment. People will look at you and identify you with me because you love one another. People will look at you and say, you have a relationship then with me because you have the love for one another. And at the time, Bazalwane, when Jesus speaks these things, like I was saying, there were many ways to identify people. Pharisees were identified very easily. It was easy to say, that is a Pharisee. And tax collectors also were simple to see. They were wearing a different garment. Outside the work that they were doing, they could be identified. So it was easy for the Christians also to say, we want to be identified also. We want to have a garment or something that people will look and say, those are Christians or those are the disciples of Jesus. And it's easy for us today to think that the things that we wear on the outside, or what we carry, or the crosses that we have around our chest from the necklaces, that's what identifies us with Jesus. But Jesus says, above all, love one another. When you read Matthew 22, verse number 26, he says, the greatest commandment of them all is that you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being. But another commandment that is exactly like that is when you love your neighbor as you love yourself. But he says, now I'm giving you a new commandment. Let us look at it. Why is it new? How is this commandment new? He says, you love one another as I have loved you. How did Jesus love us or love people? So it's no longer loving a neighbor like you loving yourself. That's equal. The same way I love myself, the same way I love you. But Jesus says, as I love you. So Jesus loved us as his people. He was willing to give his life for us. Nobody gives his life for his neighbor. He gave his life a ransom for many, paying for the sins of many, countless numbers. That's how this commandment is new. It's no longer love your neighbor as you love yourself. Bazalwane, it's now love one another as Jesus loved you. How did Jesus love us? He gave his life a ransom for many. So it is with us. When we love one another, we will give our lives for one another. That's how this commandment became new, Bazalwane. Not that you must look away from that one of loving God with all your heart. We cannot love one another, Bazalwane, unless we have loved God first. And we know that we love God because God has loved us. So we love him because he loved us first. Behold, brethren, the manner of love Father has bestowed upon us, that we may be called the children of God. And yes, we are his children. As we learn this thing, it must be obvious to us again then, when we love one another, there is no space for hatred. And we know that hatred is the works of the flesh. So Jesus does not expect it other way. Which are remaining with him while Judas is gone, he does not expect any of them to have a hatred against his brother. No. He doesn't say we will not have disagreements, Bazalwane. Disagreements are bound to happen. But disagreements should not lead us to hatred. Disagreements should not lead us to hating one another. There is no room for that when we are of Christ. We love one another as Christ has loved us. And by this, all the people, the world,
will know that we are his disciples. Let me read some scriptures that confirm this new commandment. Let me give other scriptures, especially how, in what way. And this is how we should love one another. I'm reading 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 22. Itibazalwan, you can write if you are slow to get there. Having purified your soul by the obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. We should love. That is how we're going to love one another. With a heart without what? Without grudges. Problem is now, today it's grudges. I have people as a person that it was going to be easy if I was outside Christ that I would have grudges with them. But Christ does not accept it. And if my conscience condemns me, it says God is greater than our conscience. So I cannot live with grudges. That's the love that God says we should love one another with. With a pure heart. A heart that does not count. A heart that is willing to forgive. A heart that prays and says, my brother or my sister has wronged me, but he is not my enemy, and I cannot hate, although we disagree. And we pray for one another. That's the love. The love of God, the only love that can come from God, can manifest from us because we are with Him. We must have compassion for one another. Compassion, uzelo. Christ had compassion for the people. Let's read again, First Epistles of Peter chapter number 3, and I'm reading verse number 8 and 9 for these 2 points that I have. Verse number 8 says, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. We must be pitiful for one another. We must be cautious for one another. Do not repay evil for evil, or reviling for reviling. But on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. So we cannot return evil with evil. And bazalan angithi mina, umzalwane who is born of God, does not think at times of wrong things. Sometimes we do think of these things. And it is wrong. When the Spirit of God reveals that we're thinking of these things, that's where we come and cry to Him, Abba, Father, forgive us. We have been thinking of wrong things. That's why we must be transformed by the renewing of the mind. So our mind must be sober. We must always have this brotherly kindness. We must love one another as Christ has loved us. Let me read 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 for you. And I'm reading verse number 9. Concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. That's verse number 9. Why? Because Jesus Christ has already come and said, what is it that we should do in loving one another? So Paul is quoting the law, or is looking at Christ, what Christ has said. He says, because you have been taught by God to love one another. First, by the law that He gave to Moses. Secondly, at these last days, He speaks to us by His Son. In time past, God spoke to us by prophets, not today. Today doesn't speak to us by prophets. Today speaks to us by His Son. Meaning that we look at His word to hear what He says. He says verse number 10. For that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more. They've got this brotherly love. But He says, in doing that, we ask you again to do it more and more. Continue. It's a continuous thing. We must love one another as Christ. Christ loved His own to the end. He continued and loved His own. As we stand today, He still loves us.
Look at it this way. It is very simple to love people that loves you, Slobo Sam. But this, Jesus Christ says, it is worthless to love those that loves you. There is no benefit. Even the heathen, those who don't belong to God, who have not come to believe, they also love those who loves them. So it's worthless to love those who loves us only. Jesus says here, love your brother. He knows that your brother will provoke you at times. See, the people that are close to you provokes you more and better than people who are far from you, because you live with them every day. So those are the people we must love and live with, the brothers with us, the brethren, your husband, your wife, your children. Those people will provoke you. But we must love one another as Christ has loved us. We must be willing to give our life. He loves Judas Iscariot. Way in scripture where Jesus treated Judas Iscariot a little bit different. But he never treated Judas Iscariot in a different way. Jesus loved his own. And Judas at the time belonged with him, so that the scripture must make manifest. So we love one another. Even when we know these disagreements. Unity of the church can only happen when we love one another. Scriptures may be read, but if you don't receive those scriptures by the Spirit of God, it is impossible for unity. Fellowship can only continue when we love one another. So, Jesus says, as I am concluding, the world will not know us only by our profession that we are Christians. The world is not only going to know us because of the things that we wear on the outside, like the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the rich men. The world is not only going to know us through those things that looks like a uniform, but we will have a spiritual uniform that comes from being regenerated by God. From inside us, there will come a fountain, and it will manifest on the outside by loving one another. We will see, the world will know that we are His. When we love one another, talking to one another, we'll be motivated by the same love. When a tongue is slippering and you say wrong things, what I'm saying is, Jesus has put a spirit in us that does what? Reminds us of these things. We are bound to do those things. Why? We still live in the flesh. We are not those that says Christians don't sin anymore. But before we sleep at night, when we pray, God reveals these things to us and says, you have wronged me there and there and there. And we come back to Him and say, Father, forgive me. I have sinned. No, we don't stand behind the curtain and say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Then another man says, what have you done, my son? We pray to the real God and we become forgiven, because He says He is faithful and just. When we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to do what? To forgive us. So when we love one another, we'll talk to one another. And our talking to one another will be motivated by the same love that we have for one another. And it is easy for you as a Christian to go to your Christian sister or brother and say, my brother, I have wronged you. I realize I have wronged you. Forgive me. Because pride has been taken away. Because we love one another. And when we love one another, praying for one another will be led by the love of one another, not by hypocrisy. I've seen people praying for one another in hypocrisy. Praying that he wish you have a car, but in his heart he knows that he doesn't want you to have a car. Making an example. In his heart he knows he's got competition. He doesn't want you to prosper, but he's praying for you because there's a prayer item that has been raised. Let us pray for our brother to prosper. When we love one another and one of us is blessed, we will thank God together, because we know our God, who is only able to bless, has blessed this person. So we'll be glad together. So we all going to be like that. When we love one another, we're going to think of one another. And our thinking for one another will be led by love and will shun away all the grudges that we might have in our hearts. When we love one another, we will have fellowship with one another. And our fellowship will be governed and shaped by the love that we have for one another. And the love that we have for one another, a reminder, is the love of Christ. Because we look at Him. The question is, do you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, then you must love your brother. We cannot claim we love Him if we don't love one another. We cannot claim. The Bible is specific on this thing. Let us love one another. Let us be patient with one another. Let us have compassion for one another. Peter says we must love with one another with a pure, pure heart. Which brother has wronged me? I'm going to search and I'm going to find the brother who has wronged me. And I'm going to forgive him. Because love must lead to forgiveness. God has loved us and then He sent His only begotten Son to do what? To die for us. Why? So that we may be forgiven and rose from the dead. So why? And be made right before God. Brothers, can we love one another? Let's forgive one another. Forgiving one another, we must remember that the same person you forgive is going to wrong you again. So let us forgive one another, love one another, but above all, as Christ has loved us. Christ manifests His love by dying for us. And may the good God bless us all. And I pray as you stand on your feet.